Hey, Scott here. There's a new season of the Theology Lab podcast that's about to be released. The title of the series is Critical Conversations. It looks at topics that tend to divide Christians. We'll have interviews with individuals whose work deals with conflict or who serve in high conflict positions, folks like Stanley Hauerwas and Shane Claiborne. And then we'll have four episodes where we'll have two guests who disagree on a topic to some degree and who will name their disagreements and how they navigate their differences and things like friendships and church community. The topics will be politics, abortion, same-sex relationships and the church, and the challenges of close family dynamics. You can support the podcast and catch these episodes by subscribing to the Theology Lab podcast. Here's a few clips from the upcoming season. Stay tuned for new releases.
Activity and learning and teaching around what it meant to be pro-life. I was in all of that. And so it's not as if I've jettisoned that, but I like to think that as I've moved through education, as I've moved through different communities, as I've engaged with people across maybe more difference than I was exposed to, my views have become more nuanced.
I honestly believe people have every good intent, but they don't always understand, if they haven't walked in your shoes, how it impacts you.
For me, the ongoing experience of longing that exists within my singleness, my celibacy, has been not so much a feeling of aloneness as it has been a sort of repeated invitation to find company with Jesus in really sweet and intimate ways.
And pro-choice, I guess I am okay as a starting point, because that's probably how, you know, many people would think of it. But I feel like the binary between pro-life and pro-choice, at least rhetorically, is not helpful. We're all interested in the exceptions, or what do you think about enforcement, and things like that.
The assumption that along with that is that, well, she's just completely gone off the deep end and thrown away her love of God and love of Scripture and love of the church. She's just abandoned her faith, and that's not at all true. If anything, my love of God and Scripture and the church has deepened, has grown over time.
I think sometimes we feel that discomfort and we think we've got to get away from it. And it essentially, then we get stuck, right? We're either then saying, I can't be in relationship with you, or one of us has got to change their minds. It may be the case that you can live with that for longer. And you see that, right? That you see that in the Gospels, where Jesus is doing this all the time, where he's bringing people together that nobody felt like he should be spending time with.